towards Rosh Hashanah, and some of the psukim and prakim that we'll recite on Rosh Hashanah. So there are two prakim in Tehillim which are featured on Rosh Hashanah, and today we'll discuss one of them. Tomorrow we'll discuss the other, just so we can already start to get into the Rosh Hashanah spirit. Perak Mem Zayin L'Nasef Ve'Korach Mizmor is a perak we recite seven times, and Minhag is recited seven times before Tkiyas Shofar. It's right before Tkiyas Shofar, the drama, the tension is building, we're about to blow the shofar. We recite L'Nasef Livnei Korach Mizmor. Then some psukim in Tehillim, which we'll talk about tomorrow, other psukim, sort of psukim. What is at the heart of this perak that we'll recite seven times? The heart of this parak is a messianic scene. It's a scene of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's undisputed malchus. It's probably a scene that takes place after wars that have eliminated. Remember, our apocalyptic images is not of widespread bloodshed and everyone dies and the rivers are full of blood and the mountains are full of dust and only a few survive the post-apocalyptic winter. Our view of the messianic era is that the entire world, and everyone gathers in Yerushalayim, Biomar, Kol Asher, Shema Biapo Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Melech, Mahusa B'Kol Mashallah. Everyone acknowledges Hashem. They acknowledge the Jewish people for representing Hashem. There's no more hatred towards us. There's no more hatred in the world because it's a era of universal prosperity. It's a very universal image. Of course, there's judgment for the wicked who still don't repent. Of course, there may be wars between those who are still obstinate and still want to fight against the tides of history. But isn't this widespread blood and only the Jews are left standing, last man standing? And this parak describes that scene. Lam natseach lebnei korach mizmar, kol ha'amim tik uchaf, habriu lelukim b'kol rina. Everyone is gathered, presumably in Yerushalayim. Interesting that it was authored by the children of Korach. As I'll say that on their way down to Gehenna, they had a hirhur tshuva, that a passing thought of tshuva, and a little ledge popped out on their way down before Gehenna, before the Pischei Gehenna, and saved them. So these are people who literally, as we say, saw the gates of hell, as we say in our jargon. And they returned, and somehow this was one of the ideas that emerged from their near-death or near-Gehenna experience. So the entire nation, all the world is gathered, and they're clapping, and there are sounding songs, Hariru lelukim b'kol rina, ki Hashem elyon nora, melech gadol al kol haaretz, because Hashem has now been accredited. Hashem is melech elyon, without Bachur Sayyamim, Hashem is melech elyon nora al kol haaretz today, Hashem is melech elyon al kol haaretz tomorrow, but today and tomorrow, we know it will happen tomorrow, but today, the world still hasn't acknowledged it, the world still doesn't know. So what happens every day will finally be revealed, or transparent, will be obvious in this final setting. So everyone gathers, and that's how the parak ends. Nedive Amim Ne'asafu, all the people who are now Nedive Am, it could be leaders, or it could just be people whose hearts have been turned into generosity, into virtue. They're gathering Am Elokei Avraham, and they're surrounding the nation who have embraced Elokei Avraham throughout history. Ki Elokim Magini Eretz Ma'od Na'ala. And Hashem will now protect the earth, and it will be very safe. It will be very, very transcendent. So that's how the parak begins. That's how the parak ends. The brackets of this parak are international, universal acceptance of God, celebration of the Jewish people. The middle of the parak is we're striving and struggling for this to happen and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to happen. And the shofar is our way to ask him for it to happen. Because that day, in the end of the day, there'll probably be a shofar. The shofar Gadol will gather Jews. The shofar of Yeshaya will gather people. Shofar isn't just gathering Jews, Me'eretz Ashur. Because shofar, they'll see the nace, they'll see there's this flagpole raised in Yerushalayim, the Pesukim in Yeshaya, which we'll recite in Rosh Hashanah, which I'll talk about on Thursday during this year. So the shofar will coronate Hashem. So we're hoping that our shofar, this year on Rosh Hashanah, the Gush Beis Medrash, will help that shofar become a little bit more immediate. So the middle of the parak is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we want, beginning of the parak, and the end of the parak describes this end-of-day scene. But please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accelerate that scene. Help it happen more quickly. So this is the middle of the parak. You're listening? Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu. Please, subjugate wicked nations underneath our feet. Ulomim Tachas Ragleinu. And all these nations. Yivchar lanu es nachal aseinu. Choose our homeland for us. Es Geon Yaakov Asher Ahev Selah. So even though this agenda is still rejected by the world and is seen as, oh, the Jewish people are trying to settle their land, the Jewish people. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you and we both know we're not settling the land for ourselves. We're settling the land to bring Mashiach so that this scene can unfold and everyone will be benefit from it. If they only knew they'd pour money into Alon Shvut, they'd pour money into the settlements because they know that when the Jews settle their homeland, Mashiach will come. When Mashiach comes, that is welfare for everyone, not just for the Jewish people, but the Jewry. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yad Bramim Tachtenu, please subjugate our enemies. Ulim Tachzorglenu, Yivchalen Es Nachlasenu, choose our land. Es Gon Yaakov Asher Hevsela. And here's the center point of the parak. Allah Elokim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. Hashem, please become great and mighty with the sound of the shofar. We will blow it today. One day, everyone will blow it. And when they blow it, it won't be a scene of dread, it won't be a scene of fear, it won't be a scene of fright, it won't be a scene of happiness and joy. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus reaches this world, no more hunger, no more starvation, no more poverty, no more war, no more corona, no more crying, no more filth, no more... Our scene of Mashiach is universal, everyone. They only knew, if you had a choice, you could solve cancer in 24 hours or settle a hilltop in the West Bank. What would be the more universalist choice to make? The answer, settle a hilltop in the West Bank. Because if you solve cancer, you solve one disease. If you settle a hilltop in the West Bank, you're advancing a world in which every single part of human suffering is eliminated. It would be a crime for you to solve cancer. Now, of course, go to the lab, because that would be a rational choice. We don't know the hilltop. But if I knew that settling a hilltop was in Mashiach tomorrow, it would be selfish for me to solve cancer in the lab when I can solve every single possible human blight, every single possible. So it will introduce a period of joy. And because it's a period of joy, everyone will be singing and dancing, not afraid. The shofar will be music, not fright. Zamru Elokim Zameru. Zamru Lamakenu Zameru. Everyone will be singing. Ki Melech Kol Aretz Elokim. Hashem will be the Melech Kol Aretz, or is a Melech Kol Aretz, but they'll see it. Zamru Maskil. People that understand this will sing. He sings Miros. So in Bachus Hayamim, everyone will see it. And we're still in the middle of history. We're the only people that see it. So we're the people with the Maskil. We're the people with the Maskilim. We understand it. We know. Therefore, we sing Miros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and then the parak ends. Melech Elokim Avoyim, back to the scene of Bachus Hayamim. So this is the scene of Bachus Hayamim. Universal applause, everyone's clapping their hands, a lot of sounds, a lot of dancing, a lot of joy, a lot of merriment. All the suffering in the world has been eliminated since presence is seen. We hope that it will happen. We try to make it happen. Every year we check in with Hashem and say, how are we doing? Are we getting closer? How are we done this year? We're moving closer, Hashem. You need to help us. You need to help us bring that scene closer. And that's what we recite 7 times before we blow the shofar, so that we can close our eyes, imagine that scene, and hope that our coronating of Hashem every year helps move that scene a little bit closer. Okay? It's an important parak. Take a look at it in Mitzrayim. As you say 7 times, it's an imagery in your head. Okay? Tomorrow we'll talk about a different important Rosh Hashanah parak.